Okay, we're going to learn Sif Beis. There's still some Shirayim left from Sif Aleph that we will discuss. Sif Aleph, we discussed the Mitzvah Puravu, the two ways of learning. Tashmish is the Maisa Mitzvah, or just the Hefshir Mitzvah. And we did not yet touch on Loshevis Yitzara, which we will discuss because the Mechaber talks about it separately. So we're going to go to Sif Beis. Now, last week there were two issues that were left hanging. Somebody asked why it's called Eben Ezer. I mentioned it's a Pasuk in Nach, Eben Ezer, and I was corrected. So I'm proud to say that I was right the first time. In the Hagdama to the Torah, someone's bringing down the Torah. In the Hagdama to the Torah, his last sentence is Korosiv Eben Ezer. Al Shem, he brings a Pasuk Shmuel Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, which is when Shmuel, you all know that the Plishtim, defeated Klal Yisrael and captured the Arin. Right. After that, Klal Yisrael comes to Shmuel, and they have another battle in which they defeat the Plishtim. And when they chase the Plishtim to a certain point, thank you, at that point... What? That's a different story. This is before David. That's many years later. This is even before Shaul. The Shmuel Aleph. Right, the Shmuel Aleph. So they chase them, and he puts up a stone, and he says, he calls it Eben Ezer. He says, Ad Heina Zerani Hashem. That's what it says there in the Pasuk. Now, the last words of the Torah Hakdama are Avakish Mikelo Ezer Lias Lila Ezer. I want God to help me. Kediksiv Ezri Mim Hashem Ezri Shemayim Varetz. He brings a list of psukim. Viksiv Yiri Hashem Bitro Bashem Ezra Meginavo. Viksiv Hashem Uzi and Uzi, etc. And he ends with the words Viksiv Vayikra Shmai Eben HaEzer Leimar Adhena Zerani Hashem. So Vayikra Shmai Eben HaEzer, I assume, means he's calling the name of the book Eben HaEzer Adhena Zerani Hashem. This was his last, he wrote the four Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, I believe this was last. So he says, Hashem help me till here. So this is the last paragraph of the Hagdama. It's been pointed out to me that earlier he does refer to a different reason for naming it Eben Ezer. He says that Adam Bereisai Oisa, when Adam met Chava, Yadik Venu Lukach, Amar Ken Yazi Abishas, Avi Vesima, Yadavah Vishta, Vahay Labasa Echad, Klamer De Rui, to be together. And we have all the takanas of the sefer. V'amarti l'chabev hem sefer, risi b'svarim, nisi b'divrei ha-mechabrim, l'kati morim, me'achayri ha-koytzim, chibarti as a sefer zeh, korosiv Eben HaEzer, v'zeh sidurai. So, he does mention korosiv Eben HaEzer. He talks about the idea of Isha being an Ezer Kenegdai. And Kaponim, I guess, it's a combination, like all names, a combination of reasons. Thank you for bringing it down. So anyway, he does that. People pointed out it's not Eben Ezer, it's Eben Ozel. So there's a different stone called Eben Ozel. But this one is called Eben HaOzer in the Pasuk, but it's in a Snachta. It's Eben HaOzer. It's probably Eben HaEzer is the correct, I guess would be the correct pronunciation. That was one PS from last week. The other question, why there's no bracha on Tashmish? I mentioned last week the machlokes, if the mechassinus klar, if the mitzvah puravu is Tashmish, or if Tashmish is just a hechsher mitzvah, the mitzvah is having children. So, again, I assigned homework and want to recognize that the homework was done for a change. And for a change. The Derech Pikudecha, which is the B'dei Yisrael Sefer on the Seder HaMitzvahs, he says, it's a very technical reason, he says, Al Pi HaRamban, they mevarchen al mitzvah tluya b'das acherim. Kama shei mevarchen al tzedakah tluya b'das acherim and yitzah mekabel lekabel. It's a little hard if he comes around every day in shul and you're worried him yitzah mekabel lekabel. They seem to be very willing to be mekabel, but I guess the rule was made that there's none. So also lokah v'seisha. So ikamitz is totally in the woman. And then he does say a second thing. So he says this toy b'das acherim. There's a gamkein ikra mitzvah puravu miyadeyam tesaber, which some people here mentioned also last week.
So the ikra mitzvah is a tesaber.
The ikra
mitzvah
is a tesaber. So the second reason it goes to tesaber. First reason sounds like this is the tashmish. He has a teretz for each one. Okay. Tzedakah also you talk beforehand, but I guess they made the rule that they set up the rule the way the rule was set up. The brach is the ma'is mitzvah. So the kash is only shver if you go to mahaloch that tashrish is a ma'is mitzvah, which a mitzvah is mesupik. Ramosha held very strongly that it's not more than a hechsher mitzvah. I mentioned last week. How could it be the ma'is mitzvah puravu? The tashrish, tashrish doesn't guarantee any puravu. Okay, so let's move to Sif Beis. We'll come back. Obviously, the Simon has quite a bit about this mitzvah. So we'll come to it. Let's move on to Sif Beis. Sif Beis is simple enough. Sif, ein meichru sefer Torah, kadelumei Torah, v'lisa isha. Now, we don't sell sefer Torah, because ma'alim k'dusha be'emer reading. But it's mutter for two things. Lumei Torah, which we understand. The mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is related to selling a Sefer Torah. And Lisa Isha, it's Gemara Megillah. Daf is going to get up to it shortly. And you're allowed to do it to marry a woman. Now, how do you understand? What's Lisa Isha? Because of the mitzvah? A puravu? Or because of...
Huh? Even if he has children, if he doesn't have children?
What's even if he has children, doesn't have children, what's the mitzvah? So let's see here the Chakas Machaikik and the Beis Shmuel. They have the first Machlaikis in Ebenezer. The first Chalkas Mechaikak, Eimach and Sefer Torah, Shuchnar Chaim Simen Kuftan Gimel, Pasak the Mutta Limka Sefer Torah, Laspokas Talmidim, to the Talmud Torah, to be able to feed the Bnei Yeshiva, Ay, Lahasiya Yesaimim Bedamav, or to marry off Yesaimim, who otherwise wouldn't get married with its money. Vumidivre Hariva, Shevye Beis Yosef. So putting Tamidim and marrying off Yisayimim is included, obviously, in Luma Tev L'Yisayisha. Now listen to what he says. L'fiza, Dafka Yosayim, Shereis L'Kayim Puravu, Beis Yipu P'yadai. Dafka Yosayim, who wants L'Kayim Puravu, and he can't, you're allowed to do it because it's for the mitzvah of Puravu. Aval B'Shvi Yisayimu, Eimaychrin. But for a Yisaimo wants to get married. So he says very clearly that the mitzvah is atkiyam pururavu, and that it does not apply to marrying off a Yisaimo who wants to get married. That it does not apply. That's the chalkas mechaikak. You understand it? Most Yisaimis who get married marry somebody. Yeah. Right? We do marriages of men and women. We're Orthodox.
Else. Yeah, because he can marry somebody else.
What?
He can marry somebody else. Doesn't have to marry Yisaimis.
Can marry someone else. I mean, everybody, however many marriages there can be in Klal Yisrael and Tav Shin Pei Beis, you need equal number of men and women. I mean, one of the women who otherwise would be left hanging is going to be left. It wasn't always this way. It used to be the other way. In Litva, it was the other way around. There were more men than women. In Poland, in Warsaw, my shver told me there were many more from men than from women. It was hard for men to find women. In Litva, the idea of getting married late, the shita, to get married late and learn, did not come from a shita. It came afterwards. The men couldn't find shaduchim because there were. The women, the men, there were many more men devoted to learning than women. So, Lamaisa, why call it a bidyevet? They made a sheet out of it. But It's not always this way. If you get Sefer Torah, to go so far is only for a man. Okay. What? Oh, so we won't help her pay for a chasen. If she marries someone who can't prove it, we won't. But if she marries, you mean if she's marrying somebody who was not Mekayim, well, then we take a will. Okay. But that could be.
Maybe the man has to do the party. Maybe the man has to do the party. The woman doesn't have to pay.
The man has to pay for the wedding, not the woman.
She doesn't have to pay, she doesn't have to.
It's interesting. In the time of Chazal, the men paid for the chasna, not the women.
Nowadays, it's something like I said, can we cover across Kala? Would this be the same din or not?
Let's see. I'll answer that. Let's see. Beishmol Beis, Emech with Sefer Torah Kdei Lumei Torah Bichlal. I'm sorry. Emech Tera Elok Kdei Lumei Torah Bichlal Ze Isa Aspakas Talmidim. Same thing. Chakas Bachayka. Bichlal Isa Isha Isa Siam Shem Kosh Kav Bar Chaim Kofton Gimel Shasvarim Nami Asa Limkar Kosh Biardeya Simereish Tes. Now, because of Bichlal Kas Machayka, Dafka Mishum Mitzus Puriv Rivya Emech with Sefer Torah. The Beishmol argues, he says, not only for Puruvu. Even someone was Mekayim Puruvu, he wants to Mekayim Le'erev Al Tanach Yedecha, which is a mission to have additional children. And he owes that with Mekayim Sefer Torah for that. Now let's see if this is Sheves Yitzara and the Ler of Atarach Yedecha, but the idea is the same, that even beyond Puru Ravu, there's another mitzvah. So it comes out, we have here Machlaikis, Chalkas Chalkas Beishmuel, if the dinner by Sefer Torah is only for Puruvu, for a man, or it's for everybody. Now, we're not holding Baruch Hashem by needing to sell Sefer Torah, but it is a nafka mina in Kedima, in Tzedakah. It would seem that the Chalkas Chalkas Beishmuel argue if there's such a sense of Kedima.
Is that the individual Sefer Torah, or is the community?
In theory, it would be the communities, if the community felt achrayus to help the Yasama Yasaima. In a community where there's such a sense, it would be. In Brooklyn, each community is a separate, when it's a Kehila community, I guess it would be the same thing.
Why do we learn more children from Lanerik instead of Lo Sovu Bra?
Okay, let's wait. We're going to get to it. It's a Sifri Shulchan Aruch and a Simon. Probably not going to do it this week, but hopefully next week. And I will get to the Gedarim of L'Shabbos Yitzara or L'Arav HaTarach Yedech. Yeah, it's very clear.
So why? I still with the bracha that the Masada Kedushin makes really the chasen supposed to make, right?
It's a machlekes to Rambam and the Rosh. It's interesting. It's a machlekes to Rambam and the Rosh. The bracha of the Masada Kedushin. What bracha is it? What? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's totally b'dasachem. The Ravid says you make it after the kedushin. The Ravid says total sachem. We don't do like the Ravid. I think we assume once she walked down the aisle, assuming she wasn't dragged and walked under her own power, that. Yeah, I understand. And the same thing with tzedakah, with the collectors. Yeah, I understand. The Rashba said, disagrees with the Rabbi, the Ramban. He says that the reason we don't make a bracha on tzedakah is we don't make a bracha on any benon l'chaver mitzvah b'chlal. It sounds like it's a kavod abrius type of thing. You make him into a chefzah shel mitzvah. He says, on benon l'chaver, we never make a bracha. Even you bury a mace, it's not tov b'das hacherem anymore, he's dead already. And we don't make a bracha on Kfuras Meis. It says Hashem Chatos. You say Chatos Hashem, not Hashem Chatos. Okay. All right, let me get back to the mitzvah of Chasana. All right, let's talk about. I'm sorry, David. Let me just tell you. The Yisaidis to Kamachlaikis, the Rambam of the Rosh. The Rosh is in Ksubis and Dav Zayin in the Rosh. And Dav Zayin, you know, it has the Nusach of the Bracha of the Mesada Kedushin. Rabbi Chazam was not Mesada Kedushin. He was not Mesada Kedushin only twice, as far as I know. Once for a nephew and once for me. Not because I'm a big tzaddik. I was in a shir for 4 years. I got married lunchtime, a few blocks from yeshiva. And what was then not the palace, remember Royale? A little less fancy than the palace, if you remember. And so he walked over. So they gave him this little bencher with the bracha. So he told me afterwards, he couldn't read those letters. Baruch Hashem, the Nusach HaGemara, bracha is in the Gemara. So he just remembered the Gemara and he said the Nusach. So the Nusach is there. And he, and there the Rosh brings a Rambam and argues with him. The Rambam Shita is, like you're saying, that the bracha of the Siddur Kedushin is a birchas hamitzvah. Like you make a bracha on any mitzvah. It's a more elaborate bracha. It's a more elaborate mitzvah. But it's really, in essence, a birchas hamitzvah. Ashik Shom Saisa Mitzivonu Ala Arayais. So we make that nusach habracha. It's a berachas hamitzvah. That's the shitas haRamba. The Rama writes in a letter. Why is the Masada Kedushin do it, not the Chasen? Shloi Levayish is Mishenei Yedaya. That's what it says. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh holds it's a berachas hashvach. It's taken not a berachas hamitzvah. The Rosh's shita is that Kedushin is not a mitzvah. The Torah doesn't say get married. It says ki yikatesh isha. If a man will get married, and then it says whatever it says. But
when?
But it's not one of the three. Rashi brings three weds, and it's not one of the three. So anyway, the pasuk says ki yikatesh obalo sneha. So that can't be a mitzvah. The sneha part. So it's all one sentence. Anyway, the Rosh holds it's not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Is that even a hechsher mitzvah for revu? Because even a kain for revu through a pilegesh, the Rosh says. The Rambam holds Pilegish is only mutter for a melech, and not mutter for everybody else. And whatever kash is there, the Rambam Shita. The Rosh says, no, it's not, getting married is neither a mitzvah in itself, it's not what a tayyag mitzvah is, it's not even a hechsha mitzvah, it's, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a berchas hashvach. Nafkamina is, if you have to, you might see the chasen. He says, you're not might see the chasen, you're making the berchas a representative of Klal Yisrael, I'm making a berachas hashvach. Nafkamina is when a deaf person gets married. When Shimon Steinhaus upstairs got married, he said it was a Masada Kedusha standing there, but he said the bracha. He said the bracha because they were chayshish for the Rambam Shita. That's a berachas hamitzvah, and therefore he said the bracha. I have a cousin who's deaf, who married chassan who's deaf, and at the wedding. I wasn't at Shimon's wedding, but this one I saw, and he made the Masada Kedushin bracha. So that it's a fundamental machal. Basic machalik is the Rambam in the Rosh. If kedushin nesuin is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah in the Tariq mitzvahs, it's a separate issue. We don't sell the Sefer Torah so that they can have a chasna. We sell the Sefer Torah. So according to the Chalkis Machaika, just because of Pru Revu. And if he already had children, we wouldn't do it. The Beishmuel disagrees. He says, he's going to talk about it later, but he says that it's a mitzvah rabbah. There's a Tyson above a basra daf yud gimel. It says there, chatzi eved, chatzi bechayrin, koifin is rabbi l'shakharai. Shenemar, loisei obra, loshavis yitzara. Tyson says, why did the Gemara say Pru Revu? So Gemara says that Loisayu Barah, the Gemara calls it a mitzvah rabbah. He says a mitzvah rabbah, it's a Teala Sabriya, the Tachla Sabriya is L'Shavis Yitzar.
The question is, what happens? You didn't say to make the bracha. Later on, can you make the bracha or not?
No, you can't. It's like, no, no matter what, you don't make the bracha later. But at any rate, like I said, we don't do Mikra Sefer Torah, but with the Chayr in Afkamina, Lagabi Kadima in Sadaka, you have an organization that gives money for marrying off, and they have money for one and not for two. So it would seem that to help a man get married, which is Pur Revu, is even like the Chakas Machaikak, and and not like Bishwal
it's
about.
In general, we don't get to the Kupotitzis. It's not such a thing.
That's not true. If someone can't afford a tefillin, then it's tzedakah.
Don't go around for it.
Sure, but it's no worse. You give him apples, you give him bread.
No,
we don't send tzedakah money on our mitzvahs, but on the ani, sure we don't.
You ever saw anybody collecting for tefillin for your assignment? That would be good giving.
Lubavitch collects all the time for tefillin.
They don't say.
They say, they tell you for tefillin. I mean, it's a big fundraiser. People need to give tefillin. They have somebody, they put online, they're collecting for tefillin, and they get enough money for 1,000 pairs of tefillin, you know.
Only for Gashmi. Gashmi, you do Sus.
No, it's not true. Anything an Ani needs. Your mitzvah, you now spend tzedakah money. I said, no, tzedakah. You now spend tzedakah money on your mitzvah. On an Ani's mitzvah. I don't think it's that much. I'm sorry.
Can't spend tzedakah on your food also?
That's true. Okay, I don't know why people always ask if they after I say for Torah, can I use ma'aser money? Why me can use ma'aser money? It's a mitzvah to ma'aser for Torah. It's a okay. Anyway, this is Sif Beis. Whatever is necessary for them to get married. If without providing a chasana, she won't be able to get married. So then it's for that also. Whatever is necessary to make it happen, the closest colors or whatever is necessary. Okay, I'm sorry, David. Yes, you're very patient. You're not being man to him. You're just refraining from helping him.
Either way, they cry out for himself from selfish.
Okay, lachinami. Yeah, that's true. There's nothing to do with marriage, anything. A Yasim needs, it's true. Yasim's needs has kedima. See, it says, Lisa Isha. It's not Dafka Yasim, but the Yasim is the, I guess, the prime example of it.
It's tzedakas for all the infertilities. These are the greatest
tzedakas possible? You mean because that's Puravu and that's not Isa Isha? I suppose so. It's hard to say what's the greatest, but if Mechra Sefer Torah for these two things, it seems like it's it has kedima to other things. That's what it seems.
Does he assume that some of the Pirkos lay wrong in that situation?
When they get married, I don't know. Usually, you can't be sure you'll do it later. If you have an opportunity, you do it. You do it soon. Now let's move to Sif Gimel. Okay, Sif Gimel, I want to deal with it in a technical way because we all are accustomed to the society we live in. Okay, in our society, people get married at 22, men at least get married at 22, 23, 24, try to get married at that age. And so they're pushing, you know, the Shidduch crisis, they're pushing people to get married earlier. And let's learn what it says in Halacha. And try to deal with it technically, yes. And we realize that not everybody is able to get married. A person who can't get married at a young age can. But let's just learn the technicalities of the mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah of Torah? It's not just get married. You don't have to get married. You can't get children.
It depends. According to what it says in the Chakas Machaikak, even like the Bishmuel probably, but in the Chakas Machaikak, it's the mitzvah of Puravu, which is the reason he's selling the Sefer Torah. You see, getting married, if you're Mekayim Puravu, he says, don't give the money. So it's not the marriage, it's the marriage as a way to come to Puravu. The Chagvachem for Shuad, Veshmuel says the Shabbos Yitzhara, maybe holds the Shabbos Yitzhara also to the purpose of populating the world. Let's learn Sif Gimel. And again, we're trying to understand the technicalities of the mitzvah of Puravu. We know that a man becomes mechuyev in all mitzvahs at his bar mitzvah. We also know that at least in our society, no bar mitzvah boys get married. See them, they get married earlier. I once heard that there is the Samareva Shaila who has kedima to mafta, the bar mitzvah boy or the eifruf. He said whichever one is older. But let's learn the dinim. And we'll see, it's a little complicated. Let's learn Sif Gimel. Mitzvah called them Shisa Isha Ben Yudches. Now, right away, where is Ben Yudches? The Mishnah, Ben Shmaneser L'Chuppah. But technically, The Shulchan Aruch should say Ben Yud Gimel, and if you can't, you wait. It doesn't say that. It says Mitzvah Kol Adam Shisid Shem Ben Yud Ches, and we'll see that the Beis Shmuel is going to address the question. V'hamagdim Lisa Ben Yud Gimel Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. As soon as you turn about mitzvah to get married, you save on the affair. You have one affair for both, the bar mitzvah and the wedding, right? What? Mitzvah and amufkar. I'm sorry, Mr. Bottom two words. Mitzvah and amufkar. Avol kaidim yud gimel, but before bar mitzvah lo yisa. That's the Rambam shita that you can't get married before 13. The have kiznus. Now, what exactly does it mean to have a kiznus? So the Beis Shmuel brings a pshat that an under 13-year-old who wants to get married is probably mechaven liznus. It's at least it looks like he's mechaven liznus. It's funny, he doesn't say he's not mechoyev, but he's saying a reason lo yisa. Why dafka not? So dafka not because to have a kiznus. Would you make a bracha? Are the kedushin chal? Okay, I want to talk about that. Davikiznos b'shum inyan lo yaver mechav shana, but no way should you wait till after 20 years old. B'lo yisha, mishavur alav chav shana ve'ain a rights alisa. He says ain't a rights alisa. Some people try, they're unsuccessful. You have to have two willing parties. But mishavur alav chav shana ve'ain a rights alisa. Bezdin kaifin oisa lisa. Can you imagine? Bezdin forces him to get married. Can you imagine? This is Puri of Arabia. Umiyu im oisik b'tayra. If he's sitting and learning. V'torach ba. And he's busy with it. Not just learning a little bit. He's torach ba. He's putting his effort into it. V'misyari lisa isha k'day shaloi. Yitrach b'mizayna. V'yis batal min atayra. Shouldn't be busy with parnasa and batal min learning. Mutalis acher. So there's a heta to be ma'acher. Now this whole sif needs a hesber, because it should, if how do you look at it? Is it age 13, open and shut? That's the mitzvah. Technically, if a person can't get married, but mitzvah. So why are you telling me 18? If you tell me 18, so you say, but not later than 20. They say later than 20 if you're sitting and learning. We know that sitting and learning is not daicha mitzvah shi'ef she'edei achirim. Right, a mitzvah that's mitzvah magufa, he has to do himself. So we have to come to a bior in the mechaber. Let's learn the Ramah first, but then we're going to spend time in the mechaber. So these are all good cheshbon. As I said, now let's learn technically, and then we'll worry. Then we'll talk about what you're talking about. Let's learn what's a technical requirement in a mitzvah, and then you'll say, well, see, mechoyim. Mitzvah Haseh, you don't have to give more than Chayush Rechasov. Okay, so let's see. Well, first, I want to see the Ramah. What?
How old should the wife be?
It's a legitimate question. Halacha doesn't require the man to be older than the woman. There's no requirement in Halacha. She has to be old enough to have children. So let's see. Okay, I think let's go step by step. We're going to come to everything. Let's learn the Ramah and the Beis Shmuel, and then we'll see. The Rambam's. Okay, I want to discuss that also. I want to go Beseder. The Rambam says clearly that you have to make sure you have parnasa before you get married. So that doesn't seem to shtim. This is also Lashon Rambam. So let's go a step at a time. Let's go a step at a time. We can talk about everything. Let's go to say that be my chumim. The Ramah is kedima. He was older. Bizman hazeh. So Ramah just adds a side point. He doesn't discuss the main point of the sif. The side point of forcing bizman hazeh nagu shaloi lakoy fazeh. I mean, because we don't force people. He wants to marry a woman who can't have children. Or a ketana. Or a ketana, he's not going to have children for a while. Because he loves her. He says it as it is, because she's a rich woman. So he wants to marry her. Really? Ay, mishum she... by even though minadim we should be meicha. Loy nagu mekama dairus the dag dipinyan as zivugim. It's just not a good thing. We don't mix in with zivugim. Vafilu benasi yishav eshayim asarashanim. Even someone who's married 10 years without children, which mentioned the Gemara, our minig is not to lock off, to even pressure him to give a get. If she's asa to him, if a kaya marries a grusha, somebody marries an erva, so everyone's maida that we kaifa to the best of our ability. However, in all other areas of Zivugim, Dr. Derama, we're noyig to stay out of it, and we don't mix in. The reason we don't mix in, there are various reasons, not important for us, we know we don't mix in. Our main topic in the Sif is understanding the mitzvah of Pur Ravu and the age at which it kicks in. Let's turn back to the Beis Shmuel, and we'll see. Beis Shmuel Gimel, I think, will surprise you as it surprised me. Siv Gimel, again. It said, Mitzvah get married at 18. So I asked you, why at 18? It should be 13. You tell me 13 is not ready. If 18 is not ready, also, the point is, what's the technical mitzvah? It should be 13. So Zakta Beis Shmuel, listen to what he says. Gimel, mitzvah, I'll call Adam Shisa ben Yudches. Ava gab de chola mitzvah chayba kaim yad, kishinasa ben Yud Gimel. What's the answer? Every mitzvah you have to do a bar mitzvah. Mekom okay. Mitzvah zu kiblu chazal, sheben yudches l'chupa, be'acha shetzorach l'lmaid, kaidim shi'isa isha. Yeah, the reason? The reason is because you have to learn before you get married. V'scholas limun v'ben tezva ve'eluch. And the person doesn't learn seriously until he gets to be 15. Chakas v'chaykak. According to Chakas v'chaykak. Because I'm magid. The mitzvah sheisa baschol ashnas yudches v'amagim lisa ben yigibul misanam ofker hainu yigibul shleimais. All right, it means 13 full years. That's what we call the bar mitzvah. You're 1 year old after 1 full year, 30 after 13 full years. V'chei perish b'siyaisev v'chei mashmas mashma b'rambam perchafav kaidim she nase gadol osa lisha lisa, that before you're 13 you're not allowed to get married. Now listen to this. What? No, he has to be 18th birthday, which is 17 and 12 months. And 12 months. Yudches Shleimais, he says Yudches Shleimais, which means 18. Right, you're 1 year old after one Shalem year, you're one. Haskolas means 17 in a day, but what's he say? Sorry, go back. Magdamisa Minamufker. I know you'd give him Shleimas.
Yeah, you're giving
the first line.
You give
him the mission. On the first Amid? Because of Amagim, it's a scholarship, not Yudches. When you've been Ramavcha, oh, you mean the Yudches? I'm sorry, I take that back. You'd give him a Shleimas, and Yudches is saying the 17 in a day. I misunderstood, yeah, I thought you were talking about 13. Okay. Okay, Pirish Mesiais, the Rambam. But Avor Rashi v'Taisvus, and we'll see this is important. Svirale Chatzi Shana Oishana Kaidim Shanasa Gadol. You don't go when he's 13. You start getting him married. You got to prepare a little beforehand. Kaidim Shanasa Gadol Nami Mitzvah. It's also Mitzvah. Start a little beforehand. It'll be 13. He'll be ready to Mekayim Pur Ravu. Bach Kasa Ben Yeches Ben Yigimel the Kasa V'Tor Mari V'Shanim Shleimais. Because we said it's like Znos. Okay, I want to discuss this two parts of this. Okay, there are two misogynistic issues here. One issue is, what is Beis Shmuel saying? Beis Shmuel is saying that really, you should get married at 13. His kash is, what's that to wait till 18? 13 is bar mitzvah, it should be right away at 13. He says, in order to learn. So someone's not learning, so then he has to get married at 13. That's really what comes out. Is this a question? Okay. The fellow who used to sit there now listens by phone sitting there. At any rate, what's the pshat in this? So I'll tell you what it's tali in. Obviously, the Litvish Rosh Yeshivas have to have some tshuva to this. They tell people to get married later. It's a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to get married earlier. Now, you say he's not ready at 13. I agree. Nobody's ready at 13. But a shita of getting married later, what's the heta for that? So Rabbi Chanan did write a piece on this. I'll tell you what it's tali in. How do you look at Puruvu? Is Puruvu a mitzvah that you have to mekayim as soon as you can? Or is Puruvu a once-a-lifetime mitzvah? You have to do it once in your lifetime. Obviously, if you wait till the last minute, you're a pesheya. But why would a 20-year-old who b'derech chateva, he should be healthy and well, will be fertile for decades to come? Does he have to get married at 13 or at 18 or at 20? Why can't he wait till 30? So Mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, no one says, as soon as you turn Bamitz, you write a Sefer Torah. No one says that. Once in your lifetime, you have to find an occasion and write a Sefer Torah. Nobody says, beyond my Bar Mitzvah, you have to write a Sefer Torah. So what about Puruvu? Is the lumdus of Puruvu, it's a once-a-lifetime mitzvah? Or is it, no, it's a mitzvah to do right away. Once you do it, the Zman HaMitzvah is over. Rabbi Chanan discusses this in the second volume of Kovet Shiurim, there are simonim. Those simonim, Rabbi Chanan originally wrote and published in different journals, and after he passed away, his son collected them into Kovet Shiurim Chelek Beis. And one of them is on this topic. The question, does Puruvu an immediate mitzvah, or is it just a once-a-lifetime mitzvah? As soon as you do once a lifetime. Now, what?
One boy, one girl.
Is it a once-a-lifetime mitzvah to have a boy and a girl? Or is it a mitzvah you have to do right away? Once you did it, the chiyuv mitzvah falls off. So he says a simple nafkamina. He brings a tshuvas marit. Marit has the following shaila. This is all brought in Kovet Shiurim Chelek Beis Amir test. The Marit was asked the following shaila. Somebody who wanted, a 30-year-old man, who wanted to marry a ketana. Okay, he wanted to marry a girl under bas mitzvah. And he kibash sheish or sheva. He must, whatever the reason for the marriage is. Then I ask you your advice if a 30-year-old should marry a 7-year-old, you understand. The shaila was, a 30-year-old wanted to marry a 7-year-old. And nishba levad, and he swore, shaloi lekadi shumbas Yisrael olea b'chaya. He swore to her that he's not going to marry anybody else. He's marrying her. He made a shvua. A shvua levatel asa mitzvah is not chal. So makes a shvua, I'm not going to take a lulav on sukkis, it's not chal. The question is, a 6-year-old or 7-year-old girl is not, you can't mekayim puruvu. You'll eventually be able to mekayim puruvu. She can't do it when she's 6 and 7. The assumption is she won't become pregnant until 12 or 13. So he, in essence, made a shvua not to be mekayim puruvu for 5 years. And he's 30. When he'll be 35, but there are chateva, he still has time to have children. The question that Marit was asked, if someone makes a shvua to not get married for 5 years, is that a shvua levatel asa mitzvah or not? So Rabbi Chanan says it's totally an hour clear. Is Puruvu a mitzvah chiyuvis immediately, or is it a once a lifetime mitzvah? Schedule it yourself. So he brings the Marit. The Marit says that it's a bithel mitzvah. He declares if shia mitzvah. He says normally shia mitzvah is not a bittul mitzvah. Someone says I'm not going to put on tefillin for the first hour of the day. The shvua is chal. You don't have to put on tefillin the first hour of the day. You can put on tefillin later in the day. So he declares if it's shia mitzvah or gufa mitzvah, and he's mechiach meloshen a Rambam. The Rambam's loshen is that you're mevatelas hamitzvah if you don't get married at 13 or at 18, whichever age. Here it said the loshen. He doesn't bring the full Lashon HaRambam. He brings the Lashon HaRambam that says that it's a bittul zelishayne peretz amelchesishus Kivun Shavrol of Esrim Shana of Lainasi Yishahar is the Oiver of Avatul Mitzvah Sase. So it's interesting, the Mechaber didn't bring that Lashon, but the Rabbam says that you're Mevatul Mitzvah Sase over 20. So the Marit Shita is that it's a Bittul Mitzvah, that it's a Chi of Gomor. And why 18 and 20? We have to force ourselves to say, like the Beishmol said, that it's a heter because of Limud HaTorah. Mishpacha, we have to know why Limud HaTorah is a cheshbon. But that's the shita he brings. That's the beginning of his tshuva. He brings the shita Hamarit, who holds this way. Okay, give me a minute, 1 second. Then he brings a tshuva Sarashba. He brings a tshuva Sarashba in a nice base here. Shasha'alta mishanishba shalo yisa isha ad zman yodua. So in a shvua, he's not going to get married till a certain time. Mima danina lay l'shvua shal oyoichal matzah. The case is shaloichal matzah b'shori shayna. Someone who swears on Pesach that he met the first hour. Da'achinami kiv shalo nishba shalo yisa lo oylam. Ela ad zman yodua. Ein zeh nishba levat losa mitzvah. Tshuva, the Rajba says, Shvua hichala. Deinze nishvah levatel as a mitzvah. Deshul lakayim zeh bezeh. You can keep the shvua. Don't get married for 5 years. And then push it off. And then get became peruvu later. So the Rajba disagrees with the Marit. And the Rajba compares it to afilu mitzvah shizmana bo'ok brismila b'yem ches. Im nishvah shol yomu ba'baiker. And arba b'chamishois, so mekayim shavuasai. Someone swears not going to do the bris on the morning of the eighth day, so he keeps the shavu. He doesn't do it in the morning, and he keeps the mitzvah. He does it in the afternoon. It's a mitzvah to be mizaris. But so zok rabbi Chanan, we have here a machlokes, the Rashba and the Marit. If pur ravu is a once a lifetime mitzvah, and pushing it off is not be'etzem and aveira, or if pur ravu is a Chiyav right away, as soon as you turn 13. You're not capable of marriage at 13, so you have to wait till later. But as soon as you're capable of it, that the mitzvah is right away. So he says that this is a machloikis, the Rashba and the Marit, and then Rabbi Chanan has a shtikl Torah. This is klar. Marit's a klar tshuva, Rashba's a klar tshuva. His shtikl Torah is to show that the Rambam Shita is like the Rashba, and therefore it's the ikala halacha. The Rambam and the Rashba against the Marit. We passionate the Rambam and the Rashba. And therefore, he takes a position, not like this Beis Shmuel, that the mitzvah, it's a once-a-lifetime mitzvah. So he's a magdimen. It's like a bris milah in the morning. But you do it once a lifetime, and you become the mitzvah. There's no chiyuv of gomor to do it right away. Either Shulchan Aruch says you get married at 13 or at 18. It's telling you it's the right thing to do. Mitzvah kol adam to do it right away. But from the fact that Shulchan Aruch lets you push it from 13 to 18 is a raya, that if you push it 13 to 18 for a tzairach, so you can push it to 20 or 22. You have to measure if it's a tzairach, but otherwise it would be mut. Now, this is a discussion of which mitzvah of pur ravu. It's not a discussion of the mitzvah of getting married. They're talking about the mitzvah of pur ravu, because they're talking about marrying a 6 or 7 year old. The marriage he's doing. It's the pur ravu aspect, that's the shay. Now this leads us into contentious waters. I'll tell you why. When you get married, really each person has to make his decision. The Rambam does say that a person has to have some type of idea, parnasa-wise, before he gets married. It's perishing the Rambam. So there are reasons to push off marriage. The question, where it becomes much more contentious in Halacha L'maisa, is practicing a form of birth control that's, let's say, mutter l'kuli alma, let's say abstention. We can argue which birth control is mutter. That's not, we'll discuss it later in the simon. But somebody just wants to abstain and push off birth control, and push off having children. He's a young man, but derech hateva will be able to have children later. Is there a cheshbin when a person, now again, you can push off marriage for certain reasons. Let's say those reasons are absent. You don't have a convenience reason. He wants to push it off. Is there an issa to push it off? Well, there's no issa to push it off before you can improve it. L'chayrit's telling you this. If the mitzvah is right away, if you're swearing to push it off is an aveira, then any form of pushing it off is an aveira. If you hold that it's a once-a-lifetime mitzvah, then it's a once-a-lifetime mitzvah. So a person can't push it off till he's in danger of becoming unable to have children. But a person wants to push it off in the years where when Bederech HaTavi can have children, it will be a nafka mina. The Beis Shmuel Shita is clearly like the Marit. I'll tell you why. If you turn back, besides Gimel, where he said, how can you push a PSU at Gimel? You should get married at 13. He says, oh, because you have to learn. But in Aleph, look at the beginning of Aleph, right in the top, he said, Chayev kol adam lisa isha, v'chayev libal b'chol oina. He has to be bayal har, every bia that's according to the normal rate of whatever oina is, afilu even she hirshat, how do you pronounce that, shirshat his bayalah, even though she gave permission to her husband, it's pretty clear that the Beis Shmuel Shita is that even abstention to push off for a revu is not mutter. It would be mutter for the same reasons you can push off a wedding, but it wouldn't be mutter just for convenience reasons. That pretty clearly is the Beis Shmuel Shita in Aleph and in Gimel. Now, Rabbi Chanan is saying that you could push off, you could push off the Raj to Chuvas Haraj, but that you could push off. He's arguing the Beis Shmuel in the Kavanah of the Rambam. We're going to get to that. That's the Shavuos Yetzer. That's going to be later in Sifah. We'll get to it. Now we're still talking about Pur Revu. He does say that once you have a son and a daughter, you're not chayav libo b'chalayna. In the same Beis Shmuel, he says. I want to tell you an incident that took place. Don't pass him from any one incident. But many years ago, Rav Yitzchak Izbi, Alav HaShalom, was the Rav in the Agudat of Amnuel. He had gone to Rav Dovah Feinstein about something. So he came to me. I remember he says, you know Rav Dovah Feinstein? I said, yeah. He said, does he know how to learn? That's what he told him. Does he know how to learn? I said, big Talmud Chacham. So I went to him. I asked him a question. He said, could be. I said, the opposite. He said, it could be too. He told me. I said, what'd you ask him? He said he went to ask him about birth control for some guidance in how to advise people on birth control. So, you know, I told him, you know, some people feel they have to push it off a little. He said, yeah, I know. He said, some people feel so. He said, yeah, I know. And everything he said, could be, maybe. That's what he said. So I laughed. I told him, you have to know Reb David. Reb David, anything contentious, he ran away from like from a fire. He wouldn't answer any questions about things that are tumul. He had this, I don't know the psychological background, but I imagine growing up in Ramesh's house, I could imagine. I don't, without editorial comment, the fact is, anything that would cause a tumul, he didn't want to get involved in, he might be busy with, nothing. I was once with him when somebody called about one of the Shetel tumuls. I don't remember exactly which one. I didn't hear both sides of the conversation. Just the person that was Meshavishim had the phone, and he said, tell him Shetels are not as nice as here. And then he said, it is as nice. He said, tell him it's not. And he just kept on repeating him, just tell him it's not. That was the whole conversation. We didn't get on the phone. It was one of the Shetel tumuls. I don't know which one. He stayed away. So I told Rabbi Izbi, he doesn't know you. He doesn't know what you're going to do. I'll go with you. I wanted to go anyway. So I went with him. We went to Reb David. So David trusted me because, not because I'm a tzaddik, I'm a lower recider. I remember when he called me up to ask me to be an honoree at MTJ's dinner, he says, you're an Eastsider. That's what he says to me. You're an Eastsider. You have to be. So I went with him. He sat down with us for 30 minutes and spoke to us. And Baruch Hashem, he knows how to learn. And I want to tell you, one comment that he made, and it really, everything has to be taken in context. We learned the rest of the siman. But Rabbi Izbi asked him, a couple gets married, and the girl has finals in June. She has they don't want to become pregnant, get married, let's say, whatever, in February, and to June. She wants to be on birth control until June, just to be able to study for her finals without getting nauseous and being at that stage. So Rabbi David asked him, why would you say if a couple gets engaged and they're not going to get married till after she wants to finish her vow before they get married? So everyone accepts that when you set a date. So David told me there's no difference in Bittul Pur Ravu if you push off the chasna or if you push off the having the children. What's the difference? It's the same thing. If you push off the chasna, you're also not going to have children, hopefully. And if you push off if you get married and you push off by birth control, so you're also not going to have children. So he said that it's the same cheshbon. So I'm telling you that Siv Gimel, we have cheshbonos by which pushing off marriage is mutter. Now, I don't mean to be a cow and say you push it off any little thing, but in Siv Gimel, it says you get married at 13 or at 18 or at 20 or if you're learning even later. There are cheshbonos by which marriage could be pushed off. It would follow that the same sort of cheshbonos, a person can get married and push off Pur Ravu. Now, not just for any cheshbon, but I'm just telling you that it should be the same thing. The Beis Shmuel Shita is consistent. Beis Shmuel says you're not allowed to push off Pur Ravu. He says you really should get married at 13. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say 18? Oh, because of Limud HaTorah. How does Limud HaTorah play a role? So we'll get to that in Yitzhak Hashem in Siv Dalet. But this is the Shita of the Beis Shmuel. And truth is, if you learn on the page, nobody on the page of Shulchan Aruch argues with him. The Rabbi Hanan is bringing from a Tshuva Sarash, who says clearly the opposite. It says something clearly different. Obviously, it changed. There's nobody going to suggest a 13-year-old get married. I think that Siv was 14 when he got married. Well, Shulchan Aruch is saying, like I told you when we started, we're talking technically, when do you get married? Now, you'd have to tell someone to get married if he's not capable of marriage or he can't maintain a. The rule is the same, the need might be different. Now, there's a second topic, there's only a couple of minutes left, but there's a second very broad topic discussed in the Paiskim. And that is whether a bacher under 13 is able to get married. I say, I'm able to get married, I mean, if Kedushin Achal on a boy under 13, we all know a girl, Ktana, a father can marry off min HaTorah. And she can be Meicha when she becomes a Gedayla. The father marries off, there's no such thing. As you turn to 12, he can be Meicha. Midrabanan, if she has no father, Ima V'Achea could marry her off, and there she can be Meicha. When she turns 12, she can say, I don't want. What about a boy? There's no clear Gemara in Shas that says that a boy could or cannot get married under Bar Mitzvah. There's one Mashmoy Sadaf Yotas. This is about Yud. It talks about a man who has a shifcha. It's a mitzvah for him or his son to get married. The Gemara says his son, im kei matzinu kiddushin lekatan. The Gemara says, v'loshim bitmiya. Sounds like there's no kiddushin. An absolute raya. And this is a machloikis in the paiskim. If kiddushin is even chal, al tzachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. In other words, he has no das. You can't buy anything. Whether it's chal. So it's zachin l'adam. Maybe someone could be zaycha for a child. So the Torah brings the shita of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Barzulai. How he got a name Barzulai, I don't know. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Barzulai, who his shita is, the Rebbe Barzulai, is that it's possible to mekadesh a katan at zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav and it's chal kiddushin midai raisa for a katan. It's not. Chav Lachrini, because if you marry, then nobody else can marry this girl. It could be that since it's totally in her willingness, it may not be Chav Lachrini. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Very good question. But he says Al Tzachin. Yeah, but you can't be something for someone else. No, but Miko Tzachin L'Nafshe, Howie, something you can do for yourself, there's no chav lachrini, because up and now she's a chavre, so it works. But anyway,
unless you can't do it.
That's the exception, okay. But anyway, yeah, someone who's responsible to be zaychef him, who's responsible. So this was a big tumult, because there was a period of time in Russia where they made a gezerah on certain areas in the what they call the Pale of Settlement, where every Jewish family, they don't want more Jews there. Every Jewish family had the right that the next generation, one couple could live there, and everybody else has to move out. And it was a date when it started. Everybody rushed to marry off their children before the date. You know, it's like, you know, you can't get into Israel until Sunday night, so, until Monday. Right? So Mrs. Kofsky, who has a chasna coming, she ran to the airport Sunday night and just took any flight, and she got there before the deadline. So what they were doing then, they had a deadline, they were marrying off their kids. They married off Ketanim also. So the Noida B'Yehuda has a tshuva, whether it's chal or not. The first tshuva on the topic, I think it brings the Marik, the Mekadosh HaKotan. They did Kedushin and Chuppah without Yichud, because it says in Shulchan Aruch Harizem Znus, for a cotton to be boiled is Znus. They didn't do a Yichud. They did Kedushin under a Chuppah. And the Shaila was, if it works, B'Torah Sechiyah, or it doesn't work B'Torah Sechiyah. Well, you need to get. By the time he was 13, he wasn't interested in her, predictably. He wasn't interested in her. And the question was whether she needs a get or she doesn't need a get. That was the Shaila. I think the Marik said, because of the Rebarzilai, that you need a get. The Noida B'Yehuda has a long tshuva, set of tshuvas on it. One tshuva from him, one from his son. The Noida B'Yehuda style, the first chayla of Noida B'Yehuda. Ebenezer, Simon Samach, Bezer Samach Gimel. It's almost amusing. He says, Zachin La'adam is only if there's no tzad chayv. So he says, we have to ask ourselves, is there any downside in marriage? Is it purely a schus, or is there a downside in marriage? So he says, I kid you not, he says there are three downsides to marriage. Anybody want to guess? So three downsides is Zachin La'adam. He says one is Chayra Ben Gerush, you can't marry anybody else. The second is you can't marry her relatives. And the third is Yechayev and Sherksus Va'ina. You're obligated to her. So he says, now he doesn't like this idea, Kedushik Katan should count. Al-Zachin La'adam. So he says, now Merik must have been talking in a place, either where they didn't practice Chayra Ben Gerush, or they held Chayra Ben Gerush doesn't apply to Kedushin, only in the Sulin, he's talking about Kedushin. But in our place, is Chayim Ben Gerish, there's one downside to marriage. You become us and her relatives. He must have been talking about a girl that doesn't have any relatives of marriageable age. I mean, Shabbat has a mother, but not a chayiv if you can't marry an old woman. So, he must have been talking. Sherksus Va'ina. He says, Vaita, by Kedushin, there's no fear of Sherksus and Aina. So it could be it was Kedushin. See, he says, the Nabi Huda holds stark by his Shita, that Kedushin of a katan, al zachin la'adam, if there's a tzad chayv, there's a tzad chayv. Now, when we learned this in yeshiva, it bothered us. Isn't there another tzad chayv? If I ask you, you know what, I'll just make a wedding date. Just show up. I'll find you somebody. You say, a person wants to marry who he wants. A person wants Bechiras Levi, right? A person marries who he wants. If your father says, don't marry somebody, and I'm a chayv to listen, one of the reasons is, you have to marry the person you want. What's going on with the Noida B'Yehuda? Why doesn't he say, and the Rebarzilai, it's a chayv for you to choose who I marry. Is that a chayv? That's a schus?
That age doesn't know.
What?
That age doesn't realize.
He doesn't know, so that's...
He doesn't know,
I found that the three-day age is the kasha. In the three-day age, Rav Weinberg is this kasha. But it's a kasha. I don't understand it. What do you mean? It's a schus? Unless it's in a community where children trust their parents to choose shidduchim. There are such communities today, Berech Sidim, where there's no Bechiras Levi. They trust the parents to choose somebody. It seems to work at least as good as our system. The parents are normal parents, and they choose somebody. But that would mean that Bizman HaZed, L'chayra wouldn't be Chal. Anyway, these are the two Nekudas of the Sif, where the Kedusha Kot Nachal B'chlal and the Gedarim of Puravu, which it seems like the Marit and Rajba, they're very widely varying Shitas. All right, we'll continue next week.